Good evening, everyone. Well, it's great to be back in Armagh. Great to be back at Vibe. I was here. I think Daryl and we were talking. I think it was April when this kind of opened, right? And I was here, and so it's great to be back with you, and just, you know, spend some time together this evening. And I'm going to sing some songs tonight and talk about a few things, and do a little mixture tonight. I'm going to sing some songs, and then we'll maybe talk later if that works for everybody else. All right. I need you to help me with this first song. So you have to be in a singing mood tonight. And I did this song in Wales last weekend, and they were doing like three-part harmonies and everything. So come on, Northern Ireland, you gotta beat the Welsh now. It's not the rugby, but you know. I don't want to talk about the rugby. I can tell how depressed you all are that England lost. Everybody's heard a lot of talking. Everybody's done a little walking in the dark. Everybody needs a little grace so they can find a little spark. Everybody's looking for a vision. Everybody wants to find a way to do things right. Everybody knows those times you need someone to help you find the light. These days I'm turning up the heat. I'm moving down a different street. You haven't seen the best of me, for we are not yet what we will be. Every lifetime has its moments, and every moment makes a lifetime what it is. You gotta learn to recognize it if you wanna learn to live. These days I'm turning up the heat. I'm moving to a different beat. You haven't seen the best of me, for we are not. So that's the bit you can help me with. Goes, keep loving you, keep loving you, keep loving me. It's not going to come up on the screen. You're going to have to work it out. But two of the words are the same every time, so it's not that hard, really. Keep loving you, keep loving you, keep loving me. Keep on loving you. Keep on loving. Keep on loving me, for we are not yet what we will be. For we are not yet what we will be. Yeah, you're picking it up good. This is the time we need to trust now. This is the time to walk by faith and not by sight. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. I am coming alive. These days I'm lighter on my feet. I'm moving to a different beat. You haven't seen the best of me, for we are not here what we will be. So I will keep on loving. I was reading a quote from Martin Luther, so I kind of co-wrote that song with Martin Luther, because he said, we are not yet what we shall be. And when I read that, I thought, well, that's a relief. At least for me. I don't know about you, because if who I am today is all I'm ever going to be, I'm kind of disappointed with that. I'd like to grow more, become more. And of course, you know, what we're taught in the scriptures is that eventually we'll be like him when we are with him, because we'll see him as he is. And so there's this ongoing transformation that happens in the life of a believer. You don't just get saved and then immediately your life is completely sorted out. It's a lifelong journey of walking with Christ, becoming purified, growing, until we see him one day. And Martin Luther went on to say, all does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. It's a wonderful thing. There's a lot of hope in the gospel. There's two ways of looking at the world. You can look at the world around you with your head in your hands in despair because of how dark and bad and broken everything is. Or you can look with eyes of faith and hope and see what God is doing every moment of every day. And that's the way we're called to live. Amen? So. So this next song is a song I wrote around the idea of communion. And, you know, the way that we do communion in churches these days is a little different from the way that it was done in the early church. Not that what we do is wrong, but in the early church, they sat down and had a meal together, and that's how they remembered what Jesus had done on the cross, and they remembered his body that was broken and his blood that was shed. And so this song is about reaching out to other people with that knowledge, so it's called The Table. There and the night is closing in. You need some shelter and protection. My friend, I know you're tired, struggling with it. That's something we all have in common. Come to the table, break some bread with me. Pour a cup of wine, relive a memory. All who come are welcome. Are never quite what they would see. Our only chance. ourselves a vision of the cross, how this old world might change. If only we could get ourselves a vision of His love, we would never, never be the same again.
Lead me from temptation. your sin, hymns to light the way. I will trust learning how to pray. Let your kingdom come. Everywhere on earth as in heaven, let your will be done. I will sing to the reigning Lord, the eternal. Let your kingdom come.
I'm going to try this song on the guitar. It's a piano song, but I'm going to be brave. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to step out in faith. See if I can play it. One of the things I've learned, and I've come back to Vibe, you know, different times, and a lot of you I know and stuff, and we're all moving forward in our lives trying to follow Jesus. One of the things we're still not great at, I've found in the church, is being really honest with each other, particularly when we're going through difficult stuff. It's great to be honest when you're feeling great, you know, like when you're feeling on top of the world and you've been praying loads and reading your Bible and you're full of faith and full of hope, and then someone asks, hey, how are you doing? And you go, yeah, I'm doing great, you know. But it's in the other seasons of life when you're not doing so great, and someone asks you how you're doing, and you still say, yeah, I'm doing great, thanks. Because we're not really sure what to say, you know? We don't really know how to open our hearts up all the time. I wrote this song because about a year ago, kind of long story short, I started having anxiety attacks. And I'd never had an anxiety attack before. So I didn't know what it was like. And because I had a heart problem in the past, part of what happens when you have an anxiety attack is your heart starts racing and pounding. So I thought it was my heart flaring up, you know. So I would go and see my doctor and I'd say, hey, my heart's flaring up, man. You know, it's like, and he'd hook me up to his techno machinery. And not like music, you know, obviously, you know, medical techno machinery. And he'd look at my heart, he'd go, man, your heart's fine. Everything's good. It's beating just perfectly, you know. And this happened a few times where I'd go running down to the doctor and he'd hook me up and go, no, man, your heart's fine. And finally, one day, I was having a conversation with a nurse. Because the nurses, they know way more than the doctors. Any nurses in? Yeah, come on, nurses. They know what they're talking about. And any doctors in? Yeah, see, the nurses are the best. But this one nurse, you know, she just said to me, look, she said, I'm not really, like, supposed to tell you or, you know, diagnose you or anything. I'm just saying, but do you think you might be feeling anxious? It was interesting just to come to that point because, you know, here's the deal. I'm this, like, big, strong, gruff, 40-something-year-old English bloke. We're not supposed to be anxious. But I was, and I didn't know why. And these anxiety attacks would just come out of nowhere. I would suddenly, it wasn't, you know, people say, oh, was it when you were, like, going to get up and sing? And it wasn't that. It was when I was going to go and, you know, go to Tesco's or something. I'd suddenly feel really shaky and really like, whoa, what's going on? Now, I realize that I might be disappointing some of you by saying this. Because some people have this idea in their theology that people who stand up and sing and preach are supposed to, you know, have it all together. And if that's what you think, you booked the wrong guy. Anyway, I'm doing a lot better. I went for counseling. That's what I did. I don't know what other people do. I prayed a lot about it. I went and got some counseling. And I remember there was this like embarrassing moment when I was sitting in the waiting room of the counseling office and thinking to myself, I shouldn't be here. I'm supposed to be able to like figure stuff out, and I can't figure out why the heck I'm here. And so I went in and spoke to this girl called Sue. And she sorted me out. She slapped me around. No, she didn't. She spoke very gently and softly, you know, like counselors do. But it was great. You know, she just gave me some advice and told me what to do and how to feel, and everything's all right. And the reason I'm saying that is because since I've traveled around in the last year and told people this stuff, Christians have come out of the woodwork to me and gone, you too, me too. Leaders have come up to me and said, man, I've been having anxiety attack. I didn't know who to talk to. People who look really happy have come up to me and say, I've been so depressed. And so part of what I want to say to you tonight is, like, if that's what you're going through, and I guarantee in a room like this some of you are, I just want to say it's all right. It's okay. It doesn't make you a bad Christian. God hasn't gone anywhere. It's not that you're the worst believer in the world. I know you're not, because I am. You're going to be fine. You're going to make it. Anyway, in the middle of all of that time, I wrote this song, which is a piano song. Did I tell you that? No. I'll try and play it on the guitar. Still my anxious mind, let all the worry be gone. Fix my eyes on you, you who have overcome. Still my restless heart, here to rest in you, shielded from all alarm. Here I would choose to remain, caught in your courage, Lord. Here where my heart finds the grace to rediscover. That's kind of ruined the moment, didn't it? You know. Bid my fears subside, silence the rage in my soul. Speak on perfect peace. Open my heart to know. Here I would choose to. Well, before we kind of look in the scriptures together, let's just do this song together. You know this song. This is a Rich Mullins song. It's a great song. And there's this kind of dailiness to our walk with God. Have you noticed that? Like, God gives you what you need for today. He doesn't give you what you need for the whole week. He doesn't give you what you need for the whole month. He just gives you what you need in Him today. One day at a time. So, sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God. I will never praise you. Oh God, you are my God. I will never praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of together for a second. Lord, we want to thank you that we can be here tonight together. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your courage, your strength in our lives. And Lord, as we open up the word together for a few minutes, I pray that you just give us soft hearts and open ears. Give us soft hearts to receive the seed of your word. Give us open ears to hear the voice of your spirit. But I pray that people will be strengthened and encouraged tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. I normally have people do that for me.